Sheen Panel Service. Second quarter highlights.
Campbell's going to come back. Because, Ollie Dempsey has gone 40 yard, full yard Mulby.
Yard Mulby.
And put it onto the chest of Jeremy Cameron, 40 out from goal. Sonzi had his handball knocked down by Dempsey, and instead of picking up the loose footy, Dempsey's flung the right boot at it and hit it lace out flush onto the chest of Jeremy Cameron standing all alone.
Oh, it's a good mark as well. He has flushed that and it has not gotten above knee-high bullet.
49 metres out, right from where Jeremy Cameron likes them. He goals. He's got his second.
And Cameron, from about 30 metres, a chance to kick his third. He's just flattening the ends of the ball, as he so often does. Trying to create a sort of a 78-style Sheeran, and this time he's accurate. Straight over the goal umpire's hat. He's got three.
Once he takes the mark, he just teared back into the left forward pocket. He'll step, he'll snap, and he should finish. Does, just at the right-hand goalpost. It sneaks in. Tyson Stengel with his first of the afternoon. And the Cats now lead by 49, and this is becoming a procession. Patrick Dangerfield tight in the right forward pocket. 45-degree angle. Will kick from 40. Sends it on its way. Oh, my Lord. Metricon goal of the day from the skipper as he kicks his second. A piercing ball between the two wide uprights. Sullivan, and that may impact the kick enough to float it out of bounds. It won't. Jack Henry judged it best. That's a Hamlin hanger. That ball swirled in the air. To phrase Benny, it wafted and it pofted, and it landed on the chest of Jack Henry.
Jack Martin on the runway. He'll have to produce his best. He'll kick from 50.
Oh.
He has produced his best. Wonderful set shot. Wonderful set shot from Jack Martin. He gets his first.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.